was asked because of the way the shul upstairs is situated that a person could be all the way in a corner in the front. You may not even be able to see the actual Birchas Kohanim. And it's possible that you could also be behind them. Is that an issue? Can you just stay by your seat? After all, you're still hearing the bracha just as well. So what's the difference? You can't see the Kohanim. You're not allowed to look, as we mentioned yesterday. And you can hear everything they say. So is it necessary for a person to move under those circumstances? So that's what the next halacha tells us. Am shiachorei hakohanim, enim b'chal bracha. Any person who is behind the Kohanim are giving a bracha, and let's say you're standing right behind them, you are not considered to be part of that bracha. You are not fulfilled and received the bracha from them. Aval, however, says the Mechaber, in the situation that you are mlifnehem, that you're in front of them, certainly, and even uvisidehem, even if you are on the side of them, afil mechitza shel barzel enu masekas. It doesn't make a difference, even if let's say in the women's section. It doesn't make a difference. What is separating you, that's not considered to be a hefsek. A person will then receive the bracha from the Kohanim, just as long as you're not directly behind them. And then the Mechaber says there's even exception to that. He says, "Uleachoreihem nami." Even those people who are behind the Kohanim, imhem anusim. Let's say it's beyond their control for them to move. It's too difficult for them to move. Kagon, he tells us a situation where that would be beyond one's control. For example, am shebesado shehim terudin b'malachton. Doesn't have to be as we're accustomed to it in Chutz La'aretz, that the bracha is only done on Yom Tov. In every day, the bracha could be given. And let's say it's a weekday that the bracha is given, and there you are working in your field, and the field is behind the shul, but it's still within an earshot, you can still hear the bracha. The Einim Yechon Lavo, a person, because of their business and their work that they're engaged in, they're not allowed to leave, Heim Bechlal Bracha. Even though they're behind, because they're considered to be anusim, we allow them to continue in their work and their malacha, and the bracha they still received. The Mishnah Berurah tells us that when it says that a person who is behind the Kohanim, Hainu afil ein machorei mamish, doesn't mean that they are literally directly behind them. Ella meshuchim lasadadim. It could be that they're behind, but not directly, but they're on the side over there, but still behind them. Kivan shi'al kolponim hu meachoreihem einu b'chlal bracha. We say that since they are still, if we look at the Kohanim, let's say in a line, if anyone behind, even if it's way over there, if they're behind, then they're not considered to be part of the bracha. V'afil einu masig midei beinu levein haKohanim. Even if there's absolutely nothing separating them, I'm right over there, I'm just a few feet away, and there's no table, there's no big mechitza, there's nothing separating me. I can hear every single word crystal clear. Ein b'chal bracha. Ein b'chal bracha, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, to be inan dafka panim keneged panim. Because even though you're not allowed to, as we mentioned yesterday, look, gaze upon the Kohanim during Berachah, the Nesias Kapayim, nonetheless, you're supposed to be panim keneged panim. You're supposed to be face to face. They are facing you and you're facing them, even though you're not looking at them, and vice versa. Therefore, the fact that you're behind them, you're facing their back, or your back is against their back, that goes against the whole concept of panim keneged panim, and that's why in b'chlal bracha. However, said the Mechaber, in the event that you are in front of them or on the sides, then you're all set. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us, what does that mean? Lo miboy elu shehem lefnei hakohanim meshuchim ostadim. Not, of course, I'm not talking about the people who are in front. Doesn't mean directly in front. It could be on the side over there, but they're still considered to be in front of them. Pshita de b'chal bracha. Of course, that's fine. Ela filu keneged sedadi hakohanim mamish. Even if they are exactly lined up, this imaginary line, they are studim, they are considered to be, it's considered halachically as though it's panim keneged panim. And therefore, even though they're not literally in front, Studim is also okay. So therefore, let's say going up the shul, that the Kohanim are duchening, they're giving the bracha, and you may be situated in the area which is on the sides, just as long as you are even exactly aligned to them, certainly a foot or two in front of them, that's not an issue whatsoever. Okay. Lefizet, he says, according to this, how about me? I daven behind them. So, could I just stay where I am, or should I get up? So the Mishnah Berurah says, you have to get up. Osem ha'omdim b'kosel mizrachi, those people who daven in the east. The Aron HaKodesh boilei ksas v'esachneses v'kohanim omdim l'fanav. The Kohanim are standing in front of the Aron HaKodesh. And those people, they sit, they have chairs behind that area. Einan b'chla bracha. They would not be part of the bracha. And therefore, the reason why people, such as myself, get up at that point is not so that, for any other reason, except that otherwise you would not have fulfilled receiving the bracha in that particular seat, in that place. But Bach writes, and the Bach tells us, the Akshav that nowadays, the Kol Echad Konem Mokum Besach Neses, in his days already, a person purchased their seats. This is my Mokum Kavua, this is where I sit. So the question is, what if my seat happens to be behind the Kohanim? Well, we just said you're supposed to move. But the problem is, I can't move to that other guy's seat because it's not mine. So he says that according to the Bach says, Chashubim Ka'anusin. That would fall under the category the Mechaber mentioned, that it's beyond your control. You're not going to push someone else out of their seat or that area where they're standing so that you can stand there. But he says, Abel Einze must speak. Truth is, that's not the case. After all, the Rekal Yuchel Limso Makum Panoi Lamod B'Steak Kohanim, certainly you could find some other small little nook and cranny in front of the Kohanim and be able to stand there. So the truth is, the Bach, even though there is a leniency to stay behind the Kohanim, that's something which we really don't have to do. The Be'er Hatia tells us something which we often see, especially in a shul and a base medrash I've seen many times when I was in yeshiva, where they have bookshelves lined all the way across. And you have the Bachrim that are there listening to the bracha of the Kohanim. So what do they do? Ha'omdim etzel ha'kosel deromeo sifoni. You have this southern or northern wall. Lo yahavchu p'neihem l'kosel el esad ha'kohanim. You're not allowed to face this side or that side. But you would think logically, you think, it's better for me to face this way, especially I'm a bachur, I don't have a talis, so I'm going to face this wall and put my book right on the bookshelf, and I'm just going to listen to the Kohanim this way. That you're not allowed to do, because that's considered to be a lack of this idea of panim keneged panim. Rather, you must be facing the Kohan. So says the Be'er Hatia. Okay. Then the last halacha brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, it says the reason why we say that a person who is not making the effort by looking or being directly face to face to the Kohanim, that in b'chla bracha, is because what does it look like? What's that appearance? Do they really show any value about the bracha that they're receiving? Demarim ba'atzmim she'en ha'bracha chaviva lehem. It shows that the bracha is not very important. Midelo hochel kabel ha'bracha panim el panim. The fact that they couldn't even get out of their seats and be able to face the Kohanim. However, the Be'er Halacha tells us an interesting question. What happens if I'm not even in the shul? I happen to be in my house, and my house is right next door to a shul, and my house is over there. And the Kohanim are giving the bracha, and I don't want to bother to go to shul, and I have great ears, I'll just open up my windows, and I'll be able to hear the bracha, and I'm still panim keneged panim. So the Be'er Halacha says, who I did? Imhu ba'ir v'yoshib v'vesa, you're sitting in your house. V'inu holach v'vesa medrash, you don't go to the shul to listen to the Kohanim. He says, gam kain ein b'chla bracha. You're not considered to be part of the bracha. So 1 second, why not? V'afilu v'vesa ha'yomut neged b'nei ha'kohanim. Doesn't make a difference even if your house is right over there and you're facing the Kohanim, because it's not just that your has to do punim connected punim. But based on the logic of what the Mishnah Berurah said, midayna bracha chashuva lafanav levav lishma, that you didn't even consider it important enough that you're going to get out of your seat, get out of your house to hear the bracha. Because of that, you also will be ena mechlal bracha.